began to walk her warsuit away. Eleanor turned back to the dark grey smoke, where flashes of frag grenades now erupted, tarring the sky black. The breeze blew strands of white blonde hair across her face, carrying with it the aroma of ash and fire and the sound of a beautiful hymnal, projected from the Lordhaler of her distant fighting sisters.
Paragon Superior!
Noah's voice sounded behind her. Eleanor turned to the young novitiate.
We are ready for you,
Noah said, bowing her shaven head. She was dressed in her leather bodice, black vestments hanging from her waist, sewn with a white cross bearing a red heart at its centre, the icon of the valorous heart. She stood on the curtain wall, perfectly framed by the cathedral's grand tower, where up on high, glassaic windows in the shape of the Aquila beamed the light of 1,000 candles. At barely 18 Terran standard years, Noah had tended Eleanor for many months now, eager to one day join the ranks of the sisters she served. She was slight of build, though her musculature was beginning to strengthen with age, and she was agile and quick to learn. Noah's intense blue eyes seemed to observe everything, while her small ears hung on Eleanor's every word. Providing Noah lived long enough to see it happen, she could make a strong sister one day. She was certainly faithful and eager. Eleanor had been the same, once, ignorant to the many horrors of the galaxy. Another boom sounded in the distance, and they both turned to see another plume of smoke begin to rise amid the muzzle flash of bolters.
Should we make haste?
Noah asked, moving to stand beside her. We should certainly make ourselves ready. Preparation is the key to winning a war.
And are we at war?
Noah asked, studying the commotion in the distance, snatches of barking bolter fire and screaming voices carried to them upon the breeze. There is no peace amongst the stars, Noah. Only war.
Even in such a holy place as this?
Eleanor glanced at Noah, the novitiate seeking her wisdom, then looked back to the battle in the distance. Carduus Ensis was born of war, don't forget. A rebellion stirs here now because of the millennia of peace it has been blessed with. Peace breeds laziness, and rebels grow opportunistic. If we don't stamp it out quickly, war will surely follow.
Noah stared at her. None shall taint the cathedral of his light while we stand watch.
No, they shall not,
Eleanor said, studying her.
So long as you keep me armed, novitiate. Noah quickly bowed again and took a reverent step backwards.
I am your loyal servant, Paragon Superior.
Then come. It is time.
Eleanor entered the cathedral's armory, into the blessed space where the machine spirit of her warsuit took rest. Backed into its U-shaped wooden platform, it was an empty vessel, compartments open, ready to receive her. Two platforms stood beside her own. One was empty, as Lys already bore her suit, while in the second platform stood Fio's empty and closed warsuit, the sister now resting after her long night watch. There were few differences between their warsuits, though primary among them was the placement of candles atop Eleanor's, either side of her encircled fleur-de-lis. The candles were a blessing bestowed upon her as Paragon Superior. The other main difference was the weapons each bore. Eleanor's and Lys's suits wielded warblades, maglocked to their right hands, while Fio's bore a mace. Where Lys's suit bore a heavy flamer on its left arm, Eleanor's and Fio's suits carried heavy bolters. Built into their pauldron cavities were secondary weapons. Lys and Fio bore bolters there, while Eleanor's suit bore grenade launchers. And like every sister in service to the Emperor, the addition of sacred parchments affixed to their armour was, of course, individual to each. Upon seeing Eleanor's entrance, the two other novitiates dedicated to warsuit support, Helene and Eleanor, stood to attention. The three novitiates bowed to Eleanor and waited to commence the sacred ritual.
Let us begin,
Eleanor commanded.
She moved to stand before the platform steps, closed her eyes and whispered a prayer to the God Emperor, while the three novitiates readied with candles, flame, and incense. When Eleanor's prayer had been whispered, Noah brushed sacred ash along Eleanor's forehead in the pattern of the Aquila.
May the God Emperor bless the union,
Eleanor said.
The God